If there is karma, every time you come is one segment, Anyasara. So over the eons and eons of birth and death, definitely the 31 plane, I think you have been through most of them, especially the four woeful rhyme. In fact, the Buddha also went down before, where he also bodhisattva. Then the human rhyme, which is very rare, but also possible. But some of you who have the good fortune, you keep your minimum 5 precepts or what, you born as Deva rhyme. Then some do meditation, jhana, concentration, or you become a Brahma. That's why Brahma got 16 rhyme. Anasana. First jhana, 4 rhyme, second jhana, 4 rhyme, third jhana, 4 rhyme, then fourth jhana, another 4 rhyme. So all this is what they call existence, rhyme of existence. Then if you go beyond the form jhana, you do the arupa jhana or formless rhyme jhana, they call it the rhyme of infinite space, the rhyme of infinite consciousness, the rhyme of nothingness, then the rhyme of neither perception or non-perception. Your mind becomes so subtle, no form, like very, very tranquil, very still. You're at the arupa level, it's very fine. They live very long. They live for eons or no, some thousands of eons or no. I think the highest one is, don't know how many thousand eons. So all this is what existence is. Maybe most of them don't do the formless rhyme one. So formless rhyme existence, not that many. That's why they live very long. And to a lot of cultivator of the formless rhyme, like Alara and Udaka, the teacher of Sakyamuni Buddha before he became enlightened, they believe that the formless jhana that they have achieved, 7 jhana and the 8 jhana, means the last two of the formless rhyme jhana, to them, they believe this is the highest. This is what they term as enlightenment, or in whatever term they may want it. Yeah, the existence is so long. To them, that is it. That's why when they die, they already make aspiration to be there. And that's the reason why when Sakyamuni became enlightened, this two must die before he become enlightened. Otherwise, he will enlighten them. Then their vow is too powerful. No? They make that type of vow. So it seems when Sakyamuni Buddha checked, one of them just passed away, I think the night before. No? Yeah. Then the other one also passed away, don't know, 1 week before. Or what. So after that, the Buddha contemplate, reflect, wow, these two, if they around, immediately, yet dim chao chok, you understand? Yet dim chao chok. In Mandarin is what? 一点就悟啊, means he just had to say a few words, they all enlightened already. But this is your pure wish or aspiration, you think that is a higher, you want to go there. That's why nature fulfill you one. Understand? Then he looked around. Then he remembered the 5 ascetic. The 5 ascetic left him because they saw him eating. So they thought he's not serious. That's why he left. They left. But luckily, he walked all the way. I think took him quite long. I think 30 days or what, I forgot already. To meet out with them. But this time when they met him, they also become different. Because they saw the radiance in him, the aura. And he speak with such confidence. That's why they listen to him. Then one sutta, Dhammacakkappavattana sutta, Kondanya becomes Sotapan. Follow with Anatta Lakkhana sutta, the sutta of non-self or empty nature existence, all become Arahant. See? It can be as simple as that. And during that time, the five ascetics sitting down there and listen to him, you think they meditate? They didn't meditate yet, but they listened attentively. Yeah, they have faith in him. Understand? Or? And Dhamma is like that, not difficult to understand. But you must have the causes and conditions and prepare yourself to be ready to receive truth. If you don't have an open mind, this type of truth cannot go in, understand? Or? That's why they only had the faith when they saw the Buddha with the radiant aura and all those things. So sometimes, like Wen Su, you know who is Wen Su? Manjusri Bodhisattva. He liked to manifest as a beggar. Kuan Yin also liked to manifest as old lady with patched clothing and all those things. But if you can recognize them, you will know who they are. Where they are signed. But normal human beings cannot. They will ignore them as beggar and all things. So you make aspiration to meet out a great being, bodhisattva or what, but you never make aspiration to recognize them. You remember during the Buddha's time, there was a merchant. After Sakyamuni Buddha, after being told by Sahampati that there are others with little dust that can understand you, then he decided to look for the five ascetics. On the way, he met the first merchant. That merchant looked at him, wow, aura, everything fantastic. No? So excited and interested. No? He must have made aspiration to meet up with the Sammasambuddha. No? Then what happened is, he went and asked the Buddha, no? I saw your aura. May I know who is your teacher? They are more interested in his teacher. No? Thinking that if he met his teacher, he can become like Sakyamuni. No? You understand? No? The Buddha in front, he don't want to meet. No? He want to meet Alara and Udaka. No? But the Buddha at that time cannot lie. No? He said, I got no teacher. Wow, the karmic obstruction hit. No? The moment he said, got no teacher, the wrong thought come in. No? Such an arrogant guy cannot be the real one. And he walked away. No? Make aspiration to meet all his Sammasambuddha and he just walked away like that because of one wrong thought. Just because the Buddha at that time answered, I got no teacher. But his enlightenment, no teacher. He realized it himself. And he never lied. Which year now? Lost. So, in life, a lot of things you cannot understand. Right? Like just now, the Sunday school teacher, in the meditation I told you, the noise up there, they're supposed to be up there. Right? No reason for them to come down to the kitchen area. Right? Then I saw one group of them, you know, their nature very funny, you know, very beautiful. And the kids were very sincere. And their feature, you can know. The two Sunday school teacher, lady teacher, also same one. Immediately my nature rejoiced. You know. Then I make the pure vision. This nature vow to take them all across when the time comes. They're multi-fatal. Yeah, this nature cannot choose. It see the condition, it manifests. So, a lot of things in life about the Dhamma, before you have the understanding, please, have an open mind, be humble, cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Then you don't have any wrong thought, wrong view. Don't perceive the situation with negativity and get into trouble. Accept the reality. Understand? Then do not arise any negative thought. Whatever that is beyond you, have an open mind. Then nothing will go wrong. Otherwise, the nature's law, they operate on their own. Like Sakyamuni Buddha, you think he's not compassionate enough to help the merchant. But as you all know, there is a Mahayana saying that there are three types of people that the Buddha cannot help. You know who are they? The first one, Wu Yan Ren, no affinity, 不可度. Then the one that hold on to their view rigidly, one also cannot. then when there is no condition, the coming obstruction also cannot. So all this is what you should understand. That's why when you avoid all this, then there is what they call condition for you to meet up with. Like the Sunday school children. Actually, they also don't know that they have struck such a, what they call, fatala. Jackpot, yeah, the correct word is jackpot. And the Sunday school teacher also don't know. But in yen is like that one now. In yen he he, when the time comes, once a year only we come here for our annual retreat. And out of that 8 days, only one Sunday, you know. You understand? And that Sunday is today. And they happen to be here. For so many years, I haven't seen the Sunday school children come down. But how come this batch come down? And you look at their feature. If you all have been observant, you can see one. They are not like ordinary kid one. No. Oh. And the two Sunday school teachers like to teach them. No. I saw the joy, very patient. No. So, this is what Dhamma is. So when you have that nature to understand all this, then you embrace everything and you just rejoice because there are causes and conditions for it to manifest. So now you can understand. Yeah? Okay.